let's discuss today the possibilities of what we would desire.
A group of seven men and women are meeting in the basement of a church in the heart of downtown Mobile. But they're not here to study scripture. They're discussing wind damage and insurance rates. They're members of the Homeowners Hurricane Insurance Initiative. It was created when home insurance rates increased after Hurricane Ivan ripped through the Gulf Coast in 2004. Each attendee has a story.
My insurance went up to $2,400, and that was in about 2006, so my home was paid off, and I just dropped mine.
That's Johnny Cheney.
I'm at the mercy of FEMA because I won't be able to rebuild it back, so I have to have some help. Even though I'm trying to put some money back in case I do have or put on a new roof or something like that.
Cheney's story isn't unusual. Alabama-based insurance company Alpha announced in June it won't renew 73,000 home policies after tornadoes battered the state in April of last year. Several other companies are either eliminating wind damage coverage or raising their rates considerably. State Senator Ben Brooks represents Mobile County.
At first, when this problem started growing, I was trying to decide, should I use the C word to describe the level of problem we're having? And I do now. It is a crisis, because when somebody's at risk of losing their home, literally losing their home, that's a crisis for that family. And the problem is not just one of going from $800 to $900. It's going from $800 to $3,500 or $4,000. Almost an impossibility for many families in these tough times.
The rate-making process is complex. Chris Hackett is Director of Personal Lines Policy with the Property Casualty Insurance Association of America. He says insurance companies are just trying to apply good business practices.
You know, there's a lot of different factors that go into that. You know, an insurer may look at their own individual claim history with their book of business, you know, the severity of claims in different areas in order to develop rates.
But many insurers got caught flat-footed, says Carl Schneider. He's an insurance agent in Mobile and co-founder of Smart Home Alabama, a nonprofit agency committed to helping families fortify their homes. He says when setting policy rates, insurance companies relied on a 50-year history of relatively calm weather. Then the state experienced a rash of major storms and...
The insurance industry was caught flat-footed. They weren't charging sufficient rates, but the question is, what is a sufficient rate? And then they weren't aware of the quality of the construction that was being built until after the fact that the houses were blown down.
It's tricky, balancing the interest of homeowners, who need protection, and insurance companies, who need to make money to stay in business. Governor Robert Bentley has formed the Alabama Affordable Homeowners Insurance Commission to study the issues and create tangible, doable solutions. The 32-member group includes consumers, insurance industry reps, business people, and state legislators. Tim Russell is a probate judge in Baldwin County and chairman of the committee. He says historically, Central and North Alabama were at best lukewarm about discussing insurance reform. They saw it as a South Alabama issue, but that changed last year.
The problem moved up north with these catastrophic tornadoes, and it was very, very sad, and none of us were happy that that happened. But it's kind of ironic, because now an improved, broader commission outlook should come as a result of what did happen.
In March, the Affordable Homeowners Insurance Commission recommended three proposed changes to insurance laws. Create savings accounts, which would give homeowners tax benefits on money they set aside to pay for storm damage. Require insurance companies to offer premium discounts throughout the state for folks who build their homes to meet codes, and allow insurance companies who are only able to offer certain policies to certain folks to receive funding to offer policies statewide. Still, experts say one of the most important factors in lowering home insurance rates is fortifying your home. Installing reinforced doors and certified storm shutters, and strap down loose objects in your yard that could become missiles. For WBHM, I'm Les Lavoie.